Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. I said a hip hop, the hip to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. The Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight sold over a million records in 1979, and it was the first successful rap song in history. How many kids out there know that? Well, they'll know if they read Jordana Elizabeth's new book. It's called A Child's Introduction to Hip Hop, and she joins us now on a Skype line to talk about it on this, the 50th anniversary of the genre. Jordana, welcome.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Why do you think it's important to write a book introducing kids to hip hop? Because if they spend any time on Spotify or TikTok, they're going to learn quite a lot.
You know, it's interesting. It's almost kind of a manifestation of my own personal dream, because when I was a kid, I wanted to put punk and hip hop into textbooks. So I'm not exactly sure, but history is so important. And I know that Spotify in the digital world is magnificent. But if we don't know where we come from, if we don't know our background of our American cultural history, of our global culture history, it's just so much harder to be that much harder to be creative. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you know, in my experience talking to kids about music, they have this charming way of thinking that their favorite songs just kind of magically appeared out of nowhere, mm-hmm. without really understanding like how the music evolved over the years to reach this very exact moment in time, right? And I wonder if that resonates with you at all, writing this book.
It does, but it's also important to give kids time, because at 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, they're super into their own music. This is a middle grade book for about age 8 to 12 years old. And once you get around 10, 11, 12, 13, you start to notice your parents' music. So what I hear from is that kids are grumbling about their parents listening to the Notorious B.I.G. and, you know, and all the millennial hip hop. They're like, I can't stand it. So it's pretty funny, because people don't think as millennials as, you know, adults, but we're parents and our music seeps into their world.
We are geriatric millennials, as they say. Yes. Now, listen, this book is good for adults, too, because I didn't know the full history until you pointed out that hip hop started 50 years ago, emerging from block parties in the Bronx. You know, it's where DJs developed their skills. It's where rappers who were better known as MCs at the time would compete against each other with their rhymes. It's where breakdancing started. Describe the feeling of those early days.
Those days were so electrifying. Grandmaster Flash and others, you know, were so innovative. The DJ style of scratching, of spinning, that was innovated by someone's mind and with no precedence. Of course, the rhythms from the 50s and 60s, rock and soul music, do inform hip-hop. Poetry, the writing of Amari Baraka and others, and jazz do inform the music. So there is a thread. But there are some things that just didn't exist, which is why hip hop continues to be so amazing and continues to stay, because it was different.
Let's hear a little bit of music here. We asked you for a few songs that could introduce kids to hip hop and its history. Here's one of your suggestions from 1999. This is The Blast by Talib Kweli, along with High Tech. Sometimes it's far in between, I'm sad to say. You got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept because his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man named Mommy. Start the party, my crew hot. Fill these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be the man hot tech quality. Why'd you pick this one?
It's just one of my favorite songs. It has a melody, it has a beat, it has a good message. You know, there's not a lot of cursing, there's nothing derogatory about women, and it just has a really fun, pulsing, light style and very intelligent lyrics.
Yeah. You mentioned there's not a lot of cursing. There's not misogyny. We're going to get there. But talk about the language here for a moment, because this is a conundrum. Hip hop has, of course, brought so many rich cultural contributions to our society over the years, but it's not really known for its kid-friendly, gentle language, right? How do you
teach kids about this, knowing that that contradiction exists?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of different forms of hip hop. Hip hop has its own subgenres as much as any other. So, you know, there's Christian hip hop, there's conscious hip hop, which is, you know, a part of the music that you just played right now. The Blast. Conscious hip hop was a scene that kind of came out between 1992 and about 2001, starting with the Jungle Brothers. And that group from the early 90s was called the Native Tongues, De La Soul, the Jungle Brothers, and then later on A Tribe Called Quest, and then later on Queen Latifah, Moni Love, and others started becoming a part of this crew. But the Native Tongues were really lighthearted, fun, and then later on socially conscious African diasporic celebratory music.
We got to spend some time talking about Queen Latifah, but first let's listen to her music. This is Ladies First from 1989.
I break into a lyrical freestyle, grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles, because they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow. Stereotypes, they got to go. I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first.
I'm having some nostalgia here. I grew up with Queen Latifah. There was never any doubt that this woman was in charge, right? It doesn't seem like a big deal now, but it must have been a signal to a lot of the women who are in hip hop today, because she was unique.
Yeah, I was just dancing along as well because the music is just so infectious. I kind of say it a lot as a grumbling analog millennial. You said geriatric millennial, but I call it analog millennial. It's a little bit friendlier. But, you know, I'm always like, you know, I had TLC and Queen Latifah, you know, all of these amazing women who were talking about women's empowerment, being in control of their own lives, drawing boundaries. And it really informed me, you know, as an adult. I'm certainly a Black feminist. I'm certainly really strong within myself. I'm also very kind. But, you know, I don't know if I personally would have had the guts and the courage and the bravery, a young Black woman, to write this book. There are so many scholars, there are so many men who consider themselves to be experts of this genre. And for me to have the courage and the guts to say, you know what, I'm an expert too. I have an encyclopedic knowledge as well. You know, Queen Latifah and artists of those time, women artists of those times, Salt and Pepper, helped me really have that self-esteem.
And those women had to fight so much harder than the men did to get where they are. And I'm reminded again of this link, you know, between misogyny and even violence in hip hop, when a judge sentenced rapper Tory Lanez to a decade in prison for shooting Megan Thee Stallion. How did that news hit you in the context of teaching kids about the history of this genre and all the things we've just discussed?
It's really tough. I wrote a piece for LA Weekly in 2017 called Men of the Music Industry, You Can Do Better. I talk about the system of the music industry and how young men, these young men who are coming into this industry, being offered, you know, being told you have to wear this jewelry, you have to have this money, you have to have these cars, you have to see women this way. It really is almost a systemic mindset. We have to look at who's encouraging, and the men that are encouraging these men, how did they get to be the way they did? How did, you know what I mean? And what we need to do is really think about disrupting the narrative and the system more than really blaming the person. Now, the penalization of Tory Lanez, if it was proven that he shot Megan Thee Stallion and Megan Thee Stallion says that he shot her, then, you know, it is appropriate that he be penalized and he go through, you know, what he needs to go through to understand that you can't shoot women. Nobody really even knows why. You know, that's not really public information. The sad thing about it is not what did she do? I'm not asking that question. I'm asking why. And the sad thing about it is in the conversation, nobody's really asked that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So these are some of the undercurrents that have been following hip hop for the past 50 years. And you know, Jordana, that's tough stuff for kids to take in. How did you navigate that through this book?
kids deserve to know about this music. And the book is really written in a way that is fun, that's lighthearted, that is clear and informative, and also easy ways to digest. We don't skirt around Biggie and Tupac. We don't skirt around many things, but we make sure that the language is safe and that parents and kids are safe to read it together.
Biggie and Tupac, that's a reference to the East Coast-West Coast rivalry in the 1990s.
Yes,
that also
cover that.
You know, resulted in violence. Yeah. And at the same time, hip-hop has its challenges, but it's also uplifted all of us, including kids, for so many years. So we're going to go out on a song of your choice. What do you want to hear?
I would love to hear I Can by Nas. It's uplifting, it's encouraging, and it's got kids singing in the hook, and it's just a really great song.
All right, Jordana Elizabeth, author of the new book, A Child's Introduction to Hip-Hop. Jordana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I want to be.
If I work hard at it.